KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A local ward councillor says more than 40 homes were damaged in torrential rains in Port Shepstone this week. Violent and gale force winds downed trees and power lines in some parts of KZN on Tuesday, while other areas were battered by heavy downpours and snowfall. Tabiso Jingela, who's the Ward 24 councillor and the Rayen Kunyeni municipality, has been speaking about the severe damage in his area. He says some families who've been left without a roof over their heads were taken in by their neighbours. Jingela says he submitted a list of the affected homes to the municipality for assistance.
My wife, there are many families that have been affected, but I've managed to walk around 43 families by the help of my ward committees. We are busy walking around the ward of 24, see the families and see how are we going to help them. Some of the houses are very damaged, more especially there are people who don't have a place to stay. It's very sad.
He says authorities have been assessing the damages. Well, in the Eastern Cape, President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to visit some of the flood-devastated communities, including Mthatha, this morning. At least 78 people have died after days of heavy rains earlier this week. Rescue teams are still searching for those missing. Newswatch's Qelo Musazulu has more.
Among the dead are school children who were travelling in a minibus taxi when it was swept away by flood water. The bodies of six of the children have been found, while four are still missing. Three of the pupils managed to survive. Speaking in Cape Town yesterday, Ramaphosa said the national government is discussing ways in which it could provide support to the Eastern Cape. Cleanup and recovery efforts continue in various parts of the province. Qelumu, Sa, Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
In international news, Iran's supreme leader has warned that Israel will face severe punishment after launching airstrikes on Tehran. Ali Khamenei says millions of people have had to seek shelter from the missiles during the offensive in the early hours, which he described as Israel revealing its vile nature. Iranian state TV has reported that the country's armed forces chief of staff, Mohammad Bagheri, has been killed. Iran has shut its airspace until further notice. The oil ministry says there's been no damage to key refineries and fuel depots. Now, the Israeli Defense Forces claim that Iran is plotting to develop a nuclear weapon. Spokesperson Effie Defren says this was a preemptive attack.
We cannot allow the Iranian regime to obtain a nuclear weapon that would be a danger to Israel and the entire world.
And in India, search and rescue teams are using sniffer dogs as they make their way through the crash site of a London-bound passenger plane. The Air India Boeing 7878 Dreamliner plowed into a residential area of Ahmedabad city just moments after taking off yesterday. Local police say 265 deaths have so far been recorded, 24 of which were people on the ground. A British national, who was the sole survivor, is being treated in hospital. Meanwhile, relatives of the passengers have this morning gathered at an emergency centre to give DNA samples so their loved ones can be identified. Back home, we've got a high of 21 degrees in Durban, Richards Bay 23, Maritzburg 20. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Australia lead by 218 runs going into day three against the Proteas in the World Test Championship final. Vodacom Blue Bulls boss Jake White says Leinster is the benchmark ahead of the URC final on Saturday, and South Africa's Tristan Lawrence in second place after round one at the US Open.